My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. We just had a great conversation with Chris Ossenheimer, covers the guards for the Chronicle-Telegram. Chris seemingly thinking, and I tell me if I got the right idea. Unless they make some moves, he's not looking at them as being a postseason threat. That's what Chris left me with.
I think we all kind of feel that way. I think we all kind of feel the way of like, okay, there's something here. And if you want to supplement this with an outside source, you can make some noise. Again, I think, like, yes, the Yankees are good, but like Carlos Rendon has not been good. They have had their flaws on the offensive side outside of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Torres has been fine. Like, there's a lot of guys on a Yankee staff that you would typically be afraid of. Nasty Nestor seemed to have come back on the offensive side. Gerrit Cole is back as well. Luis Gil is legit. But like on the offensive side, it's not there besides those two guys. The Houston Astros have been struggling. They're kind of figuring out a little bit, but they're scuffling a little. Like, the Orioles are real, but everything else is for the taking. And if only one team is real, it makes me think, hey, if you make a move and you decide to make some noise and you want to grab this thing, it's for the taking, so go do it.
We have some expectations of what we're thinking might happen, what we want to see happen in the second half of the season. I say second half just because it's the All-Star break. It's the final 41.4% of the season. Dick in Dayton has some thoughts. Hello, Dick.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Dan. Yeah, I really think, you know, they're, what, 21 over 500, but this team, I had high expectations, and if they continue, I think they can get to the series this year. And I want to say something about, like you said about the Browns, what Dan said about, I think, with the I expect maybe 10 to about 11 games this year, guys.
Okay. Dick,
I can see it.
I like that.
I can see it. Absolutely.
Dick always makes sure he covers more than one topic.
Well, you appreciate that. You know, you got to get it all out.
Do we? Let's go over what we think is going to happen here in the second part of the season. Let's start with the rotation. What expectations do you have, whether it's performance, additions, personnel, for the second half of the season?
I expect Gavin Williams to put together a second half that looked like the Gavin Williams we saw last season, where he's going out, he's giving you 6 to 7, mowing some guys down, eating some innings, and being a top of the rotation starter. Why? Hope is a good thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are you
sometimes
just being
the best of things?
You're just being optimistic
and
there?
No good thing ever dies. Mixed with part two, I sure as hell hope he does, because, boy, they need it.
That's the thing. When it comes to the rotation for me, I expect them to add something to the rotation from outside the organization. Don't ask me exactly what. Don't ask me if it's a top-of-the-rotation guy. I almost think it has to be, but I also think the price tag on that might be way too much. Like Tarek Skubal with the Tigers. I saw a story the other day. They would move him, and the price tag from one team interested in going after him would be number one pick in the draft not long ago, Jackson Holliday. And I thought, wow, that's a big trade right there. And it wasn't even just Holliday. It was Holliday and somebody else. It might have been Couser going along with him.
You're dealing for the guy who's part of the front runner for the Cy right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And he's under control.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to have to pay a huge price tag. I don't think the Guardians are in on somebody like him.
No.
I don't know that they're in on his teammate, Jack Flaherty. But are they in on a guy like some of the guys we mentioned?
That's the name that
like
I would circle.
Cal Quantrill in Colorado. Ryan Feltner in Colorado.
Yeah, you're a little bit further down
Chris
the
Bassett.
List.
I'm looking for a guy to add to the rotation. I don't necessarily think they're going to add top of the rotation.
Bassett, so, not as much down the list. Bassett's been really good.
Yeah, he's been good.
That'd be a good one to pick up.
You could bring him in, and he and Tanner Bibee are your guys, and away you go. I mean, he'd be your number two guy. I also think that somebody in AAA is going to step up and come back here and be part of this. I expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, that might be wishful thinking on my part. But is Logan Allen going to figure it out? Is Cantillo finally going to get his major league chance and be okay? Is Tristan healthy enough that he can come back and help? I don't know. But I expect one person from outside, and I expect somebody from AAA to come back up. And if both of those things happen, then they have some decisions to make about who leaves the rotation. Would it be Lively? Nope. Would it be Bibee? Nope. Would it be Carlos Carrasco?
Maybe.
Yeah. There's the maybe on that. Bullpen. I expect it to continue. But I also expect a few hiccups along the way, because they've been so good. And they've been so used. Not the most used bullpen in the majors, but pretty high on that.
There.
Pretty high on that list.
Yeah, I think the Brewers are number one in bullpen innings.
Nick Sandlin has come back from his injury and not been quite as effective. The other guys have still been good, but Dan, they were so good in the first part of the season. I just think there's going to be some slippage there, and I hope other areas of the team can pick up the slack.
I hope you are right, because I hope. For part of what you said is right. The guards are ninth in bullpen innings. The bullpen's thrown 357 innings this season. I hope you are right, because it means that the starters are starting to go a little bit deeper and the starters are giving you a little bit more quality. So you're not having to go to them in the fourth inning. You're not having to go to them in the fifth inning. Instead, you're going to the bullpen in the seventh. You're going to the bullpen in the sixth. Like, it's a little bit easier, makes life a little bit better if those starters can start going 5, 6, 7 innings into these starts. It would make life so much better for this team if they did. I think there are going to be some slip-ups because they're human and because they're overworked, and I hope those slip-ups are few and far between, because it means you're not going to them so that they're stronger at the tail end.
Let's look at some of the positions here. Let's start in the outfield. What do you expect out of the outfield in the second portion of the season?
I expect Stephen Kwan to be really good. I don't know if he's going to hit at the clip that he's hitting right now, but I think his eye is always going to be there. Yeah.
352.
His eye is always going to be there. He's always going to find himself on base because he can draw walks as well as he does. I mean, he will continue to be a stalwart there. I wonder if Angel Martinez might hit the wall a little bit, if people figure him out, and then, okay, now it's time to adjust, bud. And I hope he's able to adjust as well. And in right field, I hope somebody is standing there who's not currently wearing a Guardians uniform.
Well, with that in mind, the website Just Baseball has top landing spots for Brent Rooker. And if you don't know Brent Rooker, he's had a terrific season so far with the Oakland Athletics, over 20 home runs, over 60 runs batted in. He's been really good. Probably should have made the All-Star team.
Think of everything that drives you I should say an older generation nuts about the modern game of baseball.
Thanks. What are you saying? What are you saying about me, Dan?
Not that.
You just pain in the...
who enjoy an older generation of baseball and what drives them nuts about the modern generation of baseball. And everything that drives them insane is Brett Rooker. He is going to stand up there. He is going to swing squarely from his behind. He is going to crush baseballs very far. And if he doesn't, he will help to move the breeze inside of any stadium he is there. He's got a pretty good eye. He can walk.
Well, just baseball has 9 teams in on him at the trade deadline. 9. And the Guardians are one of them. So stay tuned on that. Here's what I expect out of the outfield. If it's not bringing in somebody to take a hold of, say, right field or center field, let's not rule that out. It's for the outfield to settle down a little bit. Stephen Kwan's in left. Who's in center? Well, it was Tyler Freeman. Now it's starting to look like it's Angel Martinez. He has dominated 2 out of 3 at-bats basically over Tyler Freeman so far. And in right field, is Jean-Kenzie Noel the guy? All right, well, then let's give him a lot of at-bats and find out.
Yeah.
Right now, I think you have 2 unsettled spots in the outfield.
I would love for Jean-Kenzie Noel to be the answer.
It's kind of worked.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that will continue to work. It might. It might. But I would like to see it settle down a little bit. I'd like to have a starting right fielder most days, and I would like to have a starting center fielder most days. I mean, and know who those guys are.
They've been doing it for close to 10 years now, where you have no idea who's going to play in right field.
I know, but I'd kind of like that to change. Look around the infield. What do you think for the second portion? Any expectations? Because overall, it's been a pretty solid outfit.
I expect Brian Rocchio to hit better than he has now.
210.
I expect that to find its way higher. I expect him to maybe add a little bit of power, not a ton, but I think he will find his way on base more often. And I think he will be...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He will not be a net negative on offense. We'll put it that way.
Okay. I would think that that's the spot I look at. There's nothing to think about third base. We know that. You know what's happening at second base. I would like to see Andrés Giménez hit a little bit more, but I'm not even going to ask for that. His defense has been good. And Josh Naylor is an all-star. Congratulations, Josh. You're fun to watch. And please lock him up. Somehow, please,
nice.
Please lock him up. So I'm looking at shortstop, and it's kind of my thought about the outfield, too. It's calm down there. Rocchio is the guy who plays most of the time there. but I would like to see a little more productivity out
of
him.
And I think that'll come in due time. Again,
We're trying to push him down the road a little bit, and that might not even be fair.
This is the first time you see major league pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjusted, and he hasn't really found the adjustment back, but he's got time. I hope he took the last couple of days and looked at some film and went, all right, this is what I'm doing wrong. Let's do this right.
Catching. Does David Fry get a lot more time at catcher, or is Bo Naylor coming on? Bo was not good in the first portion of the season. He hit like 200 in March and April. He hit 164 in May, 286 in June.
I have his June numbers in front of me.
Yeah, and July hasn't been as good. He's under 200, but
are you
going to give David Fry at bats at catcher? Are you going to play David Fry in the outfield more to calm that situation down? That could be. David's batting average has dropped over 80 points since his season high. So there's something to think about. Menigan's thoughts on catching, a couple of other thoughts about this team, expectations in the second portion of the season. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.